The president is also expanding his criticism of Democrats who called for the special counsel investigation, saying that treasonous people who have done very evil things should be investigated themselves. And he once again called the media the enemy of the people. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and our political analyst, Mark Sandalow. So, Mark, he's going on the offensive again. It's not just the Democrats and it's the media announced the Affordable Care Act.
So Steve Bannon, his former advisor, said that Trump is going to go animal, full animal, I think is the phrase he used, meaning he's going to get some revenge here. He's going to be unchained, if anybody had noticed that he had been chained. You know, here's the part, and once again, when he blames the media for being the enemy of the people, anything I say or you say or others say to analyze this can certainly be viewed by Trump supporters as simply being motivated by being anti-Trump, which is why he said it. But there are facts out there. He says that the Russian probe was, as people have suggested, that he wants it to be investigated why it ever even started, that this was made up out of thin air. He said it was an illegal takedown. But it's important to go back and remember, Jeff Sessions, his attorney general, testified under oath to Congress he never met with the Russians. He admits he met with them twice. Michael Flynn, his national security advisor, also testified he had never met Russians. He had. Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, Roger Stone, all people close to the Trump campaign, all told investigators they had never met with Russians. They all have done that. Paul Manafort, his campaign manager, passed polling data onto the Russians. Michael Cohen, his personal attorney, says that Trump and Trump's lawyer has now admitted this, that he was working on a deal to build a tower in Moscow through the 2016 election. Now, the Mueller's report did apparently establish that there was no collusion involved, meaning that all of these incidents, not a coincidental, but they don't constitute a conspiracy on behalf of the Trump campaign with the Russians to steal the American election. That ought to be accepted once the report is read thoroughly, perhaps as fact. But to suggest with all that smoke out there that it was treasonous to investigate it seems to me to be, you know, making a mockery of the FBI, of the Justice Department, and of what investigations are all about.
But in fact, that is exactly what Donald Trump has done as president, is mocked the FBI and the Justice Department pretty much from day one. So how much farther down that road does he go after having been handed this cookie which says you didn't do it?
So I think the idea here is, and it was what Stephen Colbert was trying to make fun of this last night on The Late Show, where he had a list of, he said, let's be fair, no collusion. We'll knock that off our list of reasons that Trump is not fit to be president. He rolled out a whiteboard that had maybe 100 things on there, and he erased off the one, the collusion piece, and there were other pieces on there. I think what Trump wants people to believe is that anything that is said that he might have done wrong, you know, whether it's violating campaign finance laws by paying off, you know, former mistresses, or whether or not it's, you know, overruling his national security advisors about getting his son-in-law security clearances. When those are brought up, he can say, really? We've investigated all of this before, and which we haven't, but he said we've done that all before, and if the media is going to say this, they're the enemies of the people. I mean, of course they're telling you this because they want to turn you against me. And while I think that most people don't accept that line, there are enough people. You know, there's his base, but it's not just his base. There are a number of people out there who simply don't care. And if the economy is doing well, they simply, that's fine with them. And that's why we go back to the first thing we talked about health care. You know, Obamacare is going to be very, very important because if he gets rid of pre-existing conditions as a way to get insurance and all, people are going to be very upset with him. On the other hand, if the economy is doing well and he finds a way to lower drug prices and expands health care to people, I think there are an awful lot of Americans who are perfectly willing to accept the fact that, you know, maybe he lies, maybe he's corrupt, but at least he's been vindicated on this. That's what he's counting on.
Mark Sandalow, our KCBS political analyst, live from Washington.